William O. the Pirate King in A Steely Gray Christmas. This recording and the text are copyright me, Michael J. DeLuca. I'm offering it under a Creative Commons 3.0 license. Please share it. Just don't alter it or sell it. Thanks. 'Twas Christmas Eve on Jenkins' farm. Little Millie was upstairs asleep in her bed. Ma and Pa Jenkins were down in the basement, frantically poring over assembly instructions, and in the den, a steely gray, battle-scarred cat lay sleeping by the fireplace, tail twitching. The tree, festooned with lights, stood by the window. Outside, icy rain raked at the panes with needle-sharp claws. A gust of wind whooshed down the chimney, stirring the embers. An orange spark sprang from the ashes and settled gently on the tattered ear of William O. the Pirate King. He yowled and leapt away, his fur standing on end. The mantel clock struck midnight. Sleigh bells jingled. Heavy footfalls thudded on the roof. In a flash, the Pirate King concealed himself beneath the rocker. A faint voice echoed down the flue.
"Pull yourself together, Gramps. You planned for this. Carrot and stick, Santa. Carrot and stick."
A fat old man appeared in a twinkle on the hearthstone, dressed in white and red, and carrying a heavy sack. His eyes darted about the darkened Jenkins' den as he lowered the sack to the floor. From inside, he drew a necklace made of catnip, which he hung around his neck, then a green plastic squirt gun shaped like a laser blaster, which nearly disappeared in his big mittened hand.
"Okay," said the old man. "Okay, stick to the plan. Step one."
He scooped up the tray of cookies, wolfed them down, then tipped out the glass of milk onto the plate. He stooped, his hands trembling, to set it on the floor.
"Here, Puss Puss. Nice, kitty."
The Pirate King's one good eye narrowed. He lashed his tail and kept silent. A droplet of moisture fell from the white fuzzy hem of the fat old man's coat, hit the ashes, and turned into steam with a hiss. Santa yelped and whirled around. While the fat old man's back was turned, William O. slunk from under the rocker, and with two quick bounds jumped to the top of the upright piano, right between the fireplace and the tree. His paws depressed two keys, playing a minor chord. Santa brandished his catnip and water pistol.
"I know you're here," he whispered. "Show yourself, you demon cat!"
William O. flattened himself upon his perch to wait. Shivering, Santa used his beard to wipe his brow.
"Come on now, don't panic," he told himself, clutching at his weapons. "Just like holy water and garlic for the Nosferatu, Grandpa. You grew up in the Urals. You're no stranger to fangs in the dark."
Presently his fingers released the necklace and closed around the bag of toys. He inched forward, tiptoeing in heavy boots towards the tree. He reached the piano. The Pirate King hissed at his ear. Santa's wet boots slipped on the polished floorboards. He lurched sideways, banging his hip against the piano with a groan. The bag of toys depressed the keys. The one baleful eye of William O., the Pirate King, opened out of the darkness, gleaming pink and red and green with the reflected lights of the Christmas tree. He bared his black claws and raised a paw to strike. Santa Claus shrieked like a little girl, dropped the bag of toys, and fell backwards into Mrs. Jenkins' rocker. He struggled to fit his mittened finger into the tiny squirt gun's trigger well. William O. bared a toothy grin and readied himself for a leap. Unsteadily, Santa trained the barrel on the cat and pulled. Nothing. The gun was frozen solid. William O. launched himself into the air, fangs and claws bared. The rocking chair tipped over. Blubbering and begging,
"Don't hurt me! Don't hurt me! I'm allergic!"
Santa pulled himself out and propelled his gelatinous bulk towards the chimney. Crimson-faced, snot and tears spilling down over his chin, he yanked the chain of catnip from his neck, hurled it blindly into the dark, and laid a finger aside of his nose. Upstairs, a bedroom door creaked open, and little Millie toddled down in stockinged feet. On tiptoe, she switched on the light. The room was scattered all over with toys.
On the floor, by the upended rocker, lay an empty sack. William O was stretched out on the hearth, his belly in the air, surrounded by a plate of milk, a heap of catnip, and a crumpled red velvet hat. In the distance, sleigh bells jingled.
"Santa Kitty," giggled Millie.
The Pirate King meowed.